Well, let's talk about King Animal, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's the sixth Soundgarden album.
Yeah, I'd say seventh.
Kim will challenge you and say seventh.
Yeah, if you include a live album.
It's a mistake that it's been referred to as a six, or that we had five records prior to that, because we just re-released in November our first album, which was Screaming Life from the Sub Pop label. We did a couple EPs in the Sub Pop label.
Now, is that because you got the stuff back?
Yeah, well, there's a few legal and financial outstanding issues that hadn't been resolved. Also, during this period of inactivity, where our catalog and merchandise was neglected, it was one of the things we wanted to address. We addressed it, the record finally came out, yay, we go team. That's our first album. And then Ultra Mega OK on SST, and then from there we made four albums on A&M, and now King Animal, our seventh.
So your seventh album, King Animal.
Yes.
The disco record.
I think it's definitely important that that's known, since we just re-released the first one.
Absolutely.
Screaming Life Sub Pop, go check it out.
Big time difference in between those albums, sure. Obviously. And if we look at the songs on this album, was there any different approach to writing?
No, it was just kind of the same.
No.
Same mishmash, whatever. There's some complete authorship. There's various collaborations. There's this spontaneous jams at rehearsal that generate ideas. I guess the important thing is the idea, not where it originated from.
I remember going into it totally stoked to hear what these guys were going to bring in. It's like, right on, Matt's bringing in a song.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Watching how they develop is different.
Exactly. But is there anything new? Is there anything that you left out?
Tons.
You mean material? Songs?
From the sound of the band and the way you record, the way you write,
the horn sections are missing now.
I was never hammered. We weren't
drinking and getting all screwed up all the time.
Yeah, not until we were done.
I think that the process was pretty much the same, though. Once we did get in the studio, we didn't necessarily change it too much the way that we had always made records. The technology technology was different, with all the Pro Tools and things like that. But our approach was pretty much the same.
I think the pre-production part was really fun too this time. So we were at Pearl Jam's warehouse.
That's true. Yep.
And Kim's guitar tech,
Josh, was recording
Josh Evans
everything we
recorded
doing.
Everything.
Right. Great.
So it was really fun. And it was just really relaxed. It was us four guys and Josh.
And he noted everything that was done.
Yeah, he's hyper
so that we can reference
totally
it later.
Cool.
It was great. It really facilitated the whole process.
Yeah, we'd never done anything like that.
What was that thing we did last week? That was
We kind of did that with Bad Motor Finger and stuff. And Stuart would be in Josh's thing.
Right. Stuart Hallerman.
But he was running his studio, so it was more like a weird disconnect between him and us.
That was Avast Recording Company in Seattle.
So when you look at where you're at now, is this...
Josh Evans rules, man.
Is this a continuation, or is it a second act?
It kind of feels like a continuation, I guess, but...
What?
I guess it's also a second act. I don't know.
Well, just decide, and then tell the nice man.
Second act.
Are we taking a vote?
You are.
It just kind of picked up where we left off. So, I think maybe a continuation. It could be either. It doesn't matter. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a...
Kim's got
depends
a
on the day.
He's got a break.
Right. I think in some ways it's probably a second act. And in a lot of ways it feels like a continuation that would have... where the defining factor is just like how we announced it. We've broken up. Had we not said that, then it would have just been a continuation. But also, 12 years, which turned into 15 between albums, didn't feel like that long a time to me. It felt like less.
You know that thing that Luke Skywalker used to fly around in the first Star Wars, that hovercraft or whatever?
Yeah.
Soundgarden, to me, it seems like we stashed that machine. And now we've found it again.
You just jump back on?
Yeah, and it runs the same. And we can either modify it or whatever we want.
But
we've preserved the legacy and the band in a certain spot, and now we're back to it, and we can do whatever with it.
Just hovering around the world.
Yeah.
Well, it's so great talking to you guys. Thank you for sharing a little bit of the history, your process, and obviously catching us up with what's going on. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for being a nice man asking questions.
That does it for another episode of Guitar Center Sessions. My thanks to our guest, Soundgarden. I'm Nick Harcourt. Until the next time, thanks.